You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I am joined with Khaki Department at the moment. How's it going?
Yeah!
Oh yeah, there you go. Technical difficulty solved, I hope. Anyway, you all just released the single Boogie Boarding. Congrats. How does it feel to have the single released?
Yeah, real good, thank you. It was really choice to be hit up by the homie Maisie from Oceans over in Melbourne to jump on a cool little tape that they were releasing. It's the first time we've actually all got to write music together as well, like as Khaki Department. Yeah, so freaking stoked.
Wow, I must say, love the tune, love all your guys' stuff that you've released so far. And now tell us a little bit about the background behind Boogie Boarding. What's the inspiration behind the tune?
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about the inspiration for Boogie Boarding on the
Instagram. Okay.
We did, like, you say.
We can talk about, like, the inspiration in the rehearsal room that it was written in.
Yeah.
Like our first time each writing our own components.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So Boogie Boarding, as I said, was like the first time we got together and actually wrote a piece of music together that we've released so far. And then our live to air came out subsequently, which is really cool. Go check that out on Radio Control. I pretty much just wrote guitars and just had a bit of fun by myself and then sent it through to Dan, and then Dan put down some drums.
Yes. That's what I did.
Nice one, good job.
and did all, like, kind of, Dan always is like the production guy behind kind of everything that we do, so we're really lucky to have them on board to kind of pull the rungleness of everything we do together. And then Ben came over one time to building to, what are we calling it?
Is it the bunker?
Yeah, to the bomber's bunker, Dan Brown's bunker.
Right.
Which is where everything is recorded in Aldangi Fielding, which is a cool little town just outside of Palmerston North.
Love it's, Fielding, shout out.
Yeah. 3-2-3. Which was really freaking choice to see Ben actually put down their own bass line for once. Like, they've kind of been given the bass lines that I was writing previously, which was just like root notes and nothing much going on.
Right.
And so it's really choice to be able to see Ben thrive and be able to show us, like, hey, I can play the bass, eh?
Very cool.
And then we were really lucky to have C had enough time to sit down and kind of add the final layer to the track. C's always real busy at the time. They're like kind of doing a whole bunch of touring around the Motu, playing shows up in Tamaki a bunch, stuff like that, as Synthetic Children, which was really choice. Go check Synthetic Children out. Quick plug. So it was kind of the first time we got to get together and all write our parts of the track.
Yeah.
Nice.
So the track is more about, like, it's the first time that Khaki Department has become like a band of everyone being cohesive and together. That's what it's about.
Yeah,
nice.
But there is a meme that refers to boogie boarding.
Right.
If you see it, you might see why we've chosen boogie boarding.
Right. And now you mentioned, obviously, C, you have the project of Synthetic Children as well, and I know a couple other members also have other musical projects. How do you balance your own personal projects and then the Khaki Department as well? Like, you guys seem pretty busy.
Yeah, I think between myself, Dan and Pupe, we're kind of in about 20 bands. And I think for all of us, it sort of works out a lot of the time by chance. Like, we forget that we have gigs booked and then we just remember on the day, and it just works out a lot of the time. But I think we're all very kind of overly saturated with creative drive and just can't help but like get together and like be creative. And I think for a while, like before Khaki Department, a lot of us have been making stuff like in our bedrooms alone, or like, yeah, just kind of running one project at a time. And then Khaki Department was sort of a spark of the Manawatu Renaissance. We all just kind of got on this buzz of like, we want to like make music together more, and like actually it's more about spending time with each other as friends and making tunes together than we're not trying to focus so much on like any one project. We just want to make music with our mates and put stupid names to all the bands.
Dan's got a million projects. I'm going to shout them out because he won't. Fun Life Breakup Suite just dropped yesterday, which is an awesome project that Ben and I also get to be a part of. And then Polaroids of Polar Bears, of course. SDW. Fielding's Best Dancers, which includes Brody, who also plays in Khaki. How do you juggle it, Dan? Because you're the busiest.
I kind of don't. They kind of just all fall, and that's where they lay, you know? Yeah. But I think the idea of Khaki, well, it's actually not an idea. What I get from Khaki is the fact that it's not singular. It's not me. It's a collection of all five of us, and you can hear all five of us in it, which is really important to me. Yeah. So,
that's a nice way to put it. Yeah. Nice. And you mentioned there are four of you here now. One is missing. I heard going overseas. Is that right?
Yeah.
How is that gonna? Oh wow! How is Khaki Department gonna? Like, what's happening in the future with one of the members away overseas?
Brody's always here, eh?
If we all leave our pedals on, it sounds like Brody's here.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
So, we're missing the waterlogged element of our band at the moment. But there's no real plan to, like, kind of substitute what Brody brung to the group at all. Like, it's like they're still a part of us as much as they ever will be. Like if we ever get the chance to make music with them again, they are always 100% part of everything that Khaki does. So we're not actively searching, and we're not like changing our name or anything like that. Brody is part of our band still, and like they just unfortunately aren't there for the next few gigs. Like.
Yeah. Very sad. And so you've released the tune Boogie Boarding. Now, is there any more songs on the horizon to be released in the works?
Yeah, I think everyone should keep their eyes and ears peeled for a compilation, which is going to drop, I think, this weekend. So keep an eye out for that. It's coming hot from the Morris Street Network, which is
the house now.
So Morris Street Network dropped the hugely epic first compilation, Felt Cute Might Delete, last year, I think. And this is kind of a follow-up to that. And it's kind of, the idea of it is that all the tracks on there are like new projects or like new kind of turns of old bands, like doing something different. So turning a new leaf type thing. And so there's like over 40 songs from mostly Aotearoa, but also a lot of bands from like Korea, Japan, Europe. Basically, our friend Fee did a bit of a world tour with Pukatero Superhero and kind of went around recruiting people to join the Morris Street Network. So it's an internationally mega compilation, and Khaki Department are going to put a track on it. Which is one of the tracks we performed in the live tour, called Saturday Morning. So yeah, that'll be up pretty soon.
Very exciting.
We should also say that Morris Street Network's founder or co-founder and pusher is set up down in Otaputi, Dunedin now. So if you see Fee out and about, freaking say what up.
Yes.
I think they're starting to do shows in their church house. Shows in their church house.
There's a Morris Street Network show to launch this compilation happening in Dunedin.
Oh my gosh.
I think this weekend. I think it's on Sunday and it's in a church. So it's called it's called Morning Prayers or something like that.
We don't know the details, but go have a gander.
Okay. Sounds good.
And its palms just chucking its tentacles into Otaputi.
Yeah. I mean, here I am as well. Palmy is infiltrating Dunedin.
Yeah, yeah.
The Renaissance is reaching far and wide.
Yeah, for sure. And on that note as well, I know a Palmy gig special, especially with Khaki Department playing, is a slow mosh. Now, for those who don't know, I got home once to Palmy, saw you, I don't even know, one of your bands play live, and it was the first time I saw the slow mosh happening, and I was like, what the heck is this? And now it's kind of stuck, and it happens at every gig. How did that happen? How did the slow mosh come about?
We blame that on the long-torsoed man, Brody. So essentially, Slow Mosh is a tribute to a really, really choice gig that happened at Snails here in Te Papai Oia, where it was kind of like the last night that Fee Carr, who is now down in Otaputi, and Harry Lilly of First Move, This Plane, and a whole bunch of other really cool Palmy projects, go check them out. It was their last night where they were playing, and Harry was sound engineering the gig, and it was kind of just such a moment in Palmy where we all just started kind of slow moshing together. I started pushing people. Everyone kind of got into it in a graceful way. I come from quite a hardcore background where you have to fly kick your friends. So it's really we kind of took a spin on that where you're allowed to just push your friends in the shoulders nicely.
Yeah.
And that shows you that you're kind of into the music as well. And when we played our first show, I kind of, before the gig, I spent a yarn to Brody, and I was just it would be really choice, if during Slow Mosh, which didn't have the name Slow Mosh at the time, it was just kind of Khaki Department number 5 or something, right. Something random on hard drives. Yeah, number 5, sure. Yeah, I was to Brody, it would be really cool if you kind of just jumped into the pit and had a bit of a push around during kind of started to get it stirring.
Yeah.
And Brody took it on head on, and I jump in with him every single time. And then since Brody hasn't been here, we haven't lost the initiator. We've actually gained a new one. And C has figured out a way to get their synth all set up so that they can jump down into the mosh and have a good push around as well. So it's still a part of us as much as that. It's a legacy of the long torso man Brody's.
Right, yes. Yeah,
and I think as well that the slow mosh thing has been so cool to see take off in Palmy, not just for Khaki Department, in terms of how moshes happen now in general at shows here. It's a much more inclusive and respectful mosh. In a way that everyone can get involved, and everyone knows that this is a safe space mosh in a cool way.
We're not out here trying to bump each other, hurt each other.
Yeah,
we're here so that we can all we bump into each other and we have to hug to stop each other falling.
Yeah, I mean, at first seeing it, I was like, oh, interesting, but no, it definitely is a much nicer mosh atmosphere, especially for someone like me as well. Not very strong. I get knocked over very easily. I guess Khaki Department are going to have to come play in Dunedin and get the slow mosh thing happening here.
we've actually heard that you might give us a couch to crash
on. Of course. Offer still stands.
We'll shun the church. We'll come to the couch. Yes. Let's go.
Exactly. A Palmy Dunedin crossover. Sounds great. Anyway, thanks for coming and having a chat with me today. It's been great. I've got your tune Boogie Boarding up next. Is there any final words you'd like to say to the listeners out there?
He's a man of few words.
I'm surprised Ben hasn't fallen asleep during this interview.
Good job.
If you're writing music out there, have fun. Write music that you enjoy. Have fun with your friends, and just get out there and let it happen. Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Send it into places like Radio 1. They love hearing local music.
We do.
The Student Radio Network is freaking fantastic. Get out there and check it out.
Yeah.
Wise
words.
Yeah.
Awesome. That was Khaki Department. Here is their newest single, Boogie Boarding. Don't forget to check them out on Bandcamp. Very good tunes. Support NZ Music, support Palmy Music, and keep it locked on at Radio 1 at 91 FM.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.